pleasant good day to those of you in radio land. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with our sick and shut-in, our soldiers and our families, wherever they are in the world, and we ask you to just be with those who have lost their loved ones. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, Living Word Mission Church, right here in Simcoe. Well, we're going to get started, and here's a grand old hymn by the Seagull Brothers and Naomi from Nashville, Tennessee.
So many reasons I can't count with. So many reasons why I trust His word. So many reasons I can't count.
For my journey now, there's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold can never buy a mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feel His power, I can say thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil's empty and finally turn me around. On my journey now,
I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, I had a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down, and there I would say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil's tempting and finally turn me around.
All right, Seagull Brothers, Naomi here on the Living Word broadcast, and they do a great job. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76, community of Simcoe, Living Word. Come and be with us. We'd love to have you. Our regular service is Sunday morning at 10, Sunday school, 10:30 worship. It's all right. We're going to have a good time. Someone asked me again this week, so why don't you sing on your own broadcast? You don't sing enough. So here's a number from one of our CDs, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope that answers a number of requests. Send that out to Sarah and CJ out in Apache Gap, Arizona, out there, and all their friends, and just all around the world, those of you who enjoy it. I tell you, our old country needs a revival, and the whole world does, and we just hope that you'll find it. I want to tell you also that my mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor, THOR Road, Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. All right, we had a request for the Pitneys, and we haven't had them on for quite a while, but here they are.
I know there is a land of beautiful flowers where we will meet again when life is o'er, where we will while away the endless hours on heaven's bright eternal shore. Oh, the prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest trees are I shall ever behold. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the prettiest streets that are made of gold. And I know there'll be no weeping or dying, no chilly winds or tempest ever will blow. It is a land of love and wondrous beauty, where fragrant flowers ever grow. Oh, the prettiest robes
and crowns that we all shall wear
in the city four square
beyond this world of strife.
The prettiest songs
with the angels will be singing
on the beautiful morning
by the river of life.
Oh, the prettiest robes
and crowns that we all shall wear
in the city four square
beyond this world of strife.
The prettiest songs
with the angels will be singing
on the beautiful morning
by the river of life.
On the beautiful morning
by the river of life.
Well, after a while it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over, and we'll shout hallelujah after a while. The road is rough and rocky, the pathway is narrow and steep. Just keep holding on to Jesus, he will make it all right, wait and see. Well, after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over, and we'll shout hallelujah after a while. Sometimes bitter, so bitter you wanna cry. Just keep holding on to Jesus, he will make it all right after a while. Well, after a while it'll all be over. After a while the sun's gonna shine.
after while our clouds pass over, and we'll shout hallelujah after a while. Sun's gonna shine. After a while, our clouds will pass over, and we'll shout hallelujah after a while. Well, after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. After a while, our clouds will pass over, and we'll shout hallelujah after a while. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while.
All right, there you have the Pitneys here on the Living Word broadcast. I hope you enjoyed them very much. Well, someone asked me about Bill and Cricket Brown, so we're going to put them back on the broadcast today right here from Neosho, Missouri. So here they are. Bill and Cricket Brown here on the Living Word broadcast. I want to tell you, those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheaton, Missouri, Foyn Funeral Home, Cassville, Shell Knob, Charles and Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, here's Charles Goswick.
When time on earth has ended for a loved one so dear. It leaves our hearts so broken, it fills our eyes with tears. But when we think of heaven and what's waiting over there, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. If we could have a glimpse of heaven so fair, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. In their mansions built by Jesus, singing praises up there, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. In their mansions up in heaven, with the angels standing near, all is joy and peace forever. In that city built four square, no more trouble, no more sorrow, only love and endless cheer. We would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. If we could have a glimpse of heaven so fair, would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. In their mansions built by Jesus, singing praises up there, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. This promise clear. He said it'd be forever, no more parting over there. Singing praises with my loved ones to our Savior so dear. And I know that they'll be waiting for me when I get there. If we could have of heaven so fair, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. In their mansions built by Jesus, singing praises up there, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here. No, we would never want our loved ones to ever come back here.
All right, Charlie Goswick here on the Living Word broadcast. I know that most of you are listening to the news worldwide and know that there's a lot of trouble out there. But Psalms 37 tells us how to deal as Christians with these problems. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. We need not build a resentment, but we just need to have the love of Christ in our lives and pray for those who are in the dark. You know, let me tell you, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And there are those who do not believe that, and I do not condemn them for not believing it, but I'm telling you right now, according to the Scriptures, if we live by the Bible, we have to believe in Jesus Christ. And if we fret ourselves about all of the things that are going on, then it applies our mind and it plants our hearts, and we need to keep that open channel to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. He says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Look, We may feel like sometimes that this one's in control and that one's in control, but I'm here to tell you, my friend, God's in control. And he will be in control until he sends his son, Jesus Christ, back to resurrect the dead and also take the church out of here. Is that going to happen, preacher? Oh, yes, friend. That's going to be an event that the world will know about, and it's certainly going to happen. All right, we're going to see. Trust in the Lord and do good. You know, we as Christians, we are not to go out here with condemnation about everybody. We are to not feel condemnation within our own hearts, because Romans tells us 8:1, there's therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now David says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I want to tell you, it doesn't matter how many groups rise up against the Christians and how many rise up against God. I want to tell you right now, he's going to take control, and he's coming back, friend. I believe it as sure as I'm on this broadcast today. Matthew 24 tells us, and you know, the signs of his coming be wars and rumors of wars, and nation shall rise against nation. My, we've seen so much of that. But I'm going to tell you, we need as Christians to keep our trust in the Lord. Wherever you are in the world and you're listening, keep your trust and your faith up. My friend, let me tell you, God will deliver us. He'll deliver us even in death. You know, he's there all the time. We have eternal life with Jesus Christ, and I look forward to being on the other side with him, and that's going to happen. So we need to be ready. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, today the desire of my heart is that all would be saved everywhere, that there would be none lost and without Jesus Christ. Well, it's a little difficult for some to understand that, I suppose, but I'll tell you, when he comes into your heart, you know it, and the Holy Spirit reveals his word to us and gives us the things that we need. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I believe that he's going to bring it to pass. He's coming again, and my friend, I want to be ready, and I hope you're ready. Well, I don't want to be left behind, and I know you don't. So today, as you listen to this broadcast, I hope you give your heart to the Lord Jesus, follow the Lord in water baptism, and get on your way in a Bible-believing church for Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, the clock on the wall says time to go again. Until next time, from all of our sponsors, the Living Word Mission Church and Billy Joe Gentry, we're saying God bless you all. Until next time.